Communication over the mountain was kept up via the Dutch Flat and Donner Lake wagon road, 500 or 600 feet below the grade and the tunnels. The rocky sides of Donner Peak quickly became and remained smooth slopes of snow and ice. Even the tops of the telegraph poles were buried by drifts. Up to one half of the CP's labor force was kept busy shoveling. Sometimes, after storms, the entire labor force was engaged in removing snow. Engineer Gillis found the scene from the Dutch Flat Road to be strangely beautiful at night. He was drawn by the sight of tall firs which, though drooping under their heavy burdens, pointed to the mountains that overhung them. The fires that lit 7 tunnels shone like stars on their snowy sides. The only sound that came down to break the stillness of the winter night was the sharp ring of hammer-on steel or the heavy reports of the blasts. To those who were struggling to get more blasting powder, drills, food, and other supplies to the men working in the tunnels, the sight was much more daunting than inspirational. The teamsters and their oxen had to make their way through new snow that was soft, powdery, and up to their waists or higher, even to their shoulders. The falling snow or the drifts would cover their tracks. Into this, the oxen would flounder. Often they would lie down, worn out, to be roused by teamsters twisting their tails. Bellowing with pain, they scrambled to their feet and went on. Gillis saw one team so fortunate as to have had their tails twisted clear off, and thus to have been spared further agony. The teamsters at first used Canadian snowshoes, but soon learned to abandon them for Norwegian skis. These strips of light wood, 10 to 12 feet long, 4 inches wide, and tapered in thickness from the center to the ends, were turned up in front and grooved on the bottom. They had a strap in the middle, and the men carried poles in each hand in order to steady, push, and brake. A good man could cover as much as 40 miles a day on them, that is, with no oxen to urge on. The storms cost the CP time and money, and which was more expensive cannot be said. In January, one snowstorm caused drastic damage to a trestle 100 feet high, about 2 miles below the end of track at Cisco. A small lake above the trestle, with a dam at the downslope end, was put under great strain by the snow piling up on it. One warm day started a melt, which caused the dam to give way. A thunderous surge of water rushed down the ravine and carried away the center section of the trestle. The bridge had to be repaired.